This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Chhattisgarh, four Maoists surrendered today in Sukma district. The surrendered Maoists include two women cadres. A total reward of 8 lakh rupees had been declared on them. The Maoists laid down their arms at a program organized at the Sukma district headquarters in the presence of Bastar Range Inspector General of Police Sundar Raj P, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Johan, and other senior security force officials. During the surrender, the Maoists handed over four weapons, including an SLR, to the police. These Maoists were active in the Golapalli, Konta and Kistaram areas of the district. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate development projects in Assam today. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to lay the foundation stone of the second complex of the Assam Assembly, MLA Hostel and the Institute of Wildlife Health and Research in Dibrugarh. The minister will also inaugurate the first phase of an ultra-modern 35,000 capacity stadium at Dibrugarh and also lay the foundation stone for the second phase of the stadium. Mr. Shah will fly to the neighboring Dhemaji district to attend the 10th Missing Youth Festival. Aminullah Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs Day today. On the occasion, a Sarvadharm Prarthana has been organized at Gandhi Samadhi Rajghat in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu visited Rajghat and offered tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his memorial. Every year on the 30th of January, the nation honours the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of the country's struggle for independence. This day is also observed as Martyrs' Day or Shaheed Divas to pay tribute to all freedom fighters and martyrs who laid down their lives for the country's independence and unity. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Somalia, Abdisalam Abdi Ali, has arrived in New Delhi ahead of the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting. Ministry of External Affairs said his visit will further deepen the cordial bilateral relations between India and Somalia. Bangladesh's ready-made garment exporters are set to face intensifying competition and mounting price pressure in the European Union after the EU and India concluded a landmark free trade agreement that will grant Indian apparel products duty-free access to the bloc. According to reports published by a local newspaper, the EU-India free trade deal, announced on Tuesday and expected to take effect in 2027, will eliminate the existing 12% tariff on Indian clothing exports. The move is widely seen as eroding a long-standing competitive edge enjoyed by Bangladesh in its largest export market. Bangladesh currently exports garments duty-free to the EU under the bloc's least developed country trade facility, a benefit that will continue only for 3 years after its scheduled graduation from least developed country status in November this year. US President Donald Trump has said he will open up all commercial airspace over Venezuela and Americans will soon be able to visit that country. Trump said he instructed his Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and U.S. military leaders to take steps to open the airspace. He said American citizens will very shortly be able to go to Venezuela and they will be safe there. Venezuela's government did not immediately comment, while the State Department continued to warn Americans against traveling to Venezuela. At least one U.S. airline announced its intention to soon resume direct flights between the countries. The European Union EU has designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps IRGC as a terrorist organization over Tehran's crackdown on nationwide protests. EU's foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas said foreign ministers unanimously agreed to the designation. The 27-nation bloc also sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including top commanders of the Revolutionary Guard. India's Isha Rani Baru upset second seed Sung Choo Yoon of South Korea to enter the women's singles quarterfinals of Thailand Masters badminton event in Bangkok yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.